Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Oh, hello, hello. It's been a little while since I recorded a podcast, so I am beyond thrilled to record this podcast for you. And the reason that I am giggling is I watched a little reel on someone's Instagram feed the other day, and it said, don't use the word excited when you're introducing a podcast or a video or anything like that. The guy was like, it's so overused. People tune out if you use the word excited. And I was just about to use it again. So thrilled was my next in line choice of words to go with. I hope you like it. I'm going to try and switch and change it up. Probably do a Google search of synonyms for excited before each podcast. Anyway, so lovely to be here. I was actually had the honor of being invited to speak at a conference yesterday called ProfitCon alongside, gosh, one of my, I guess, heroes, or, you know, a guy called Mike Michalowicz, who wrote one of my favorite books called The Pumpkin Plan. And it was just such a beautiful moment to see this, you know, incredible legend, you know, up in front of his community talking about the things that really matter to him, and knowing that I kind of got to share a stage with him. Like, it was a real, real beautiful moment. And I got to talk about all things mindset and vision and unlocking your next level and stepping into your future self, stepping into your higher self, into your next level identity, the identity and the mindset and the version of you that is already aligned to the results, the dreams, and the success that you desire in your life, which, as you will know if you've been tuning in for a while, is just one of my favorite topics to talk about. And, you know, part of that is because this work has had such a transformational impact on my life that now I just want everyone to know it. You know, I just want everyone to have these tips. So one of the questions that one legend right at the end of the day yesterday when we were on doing a bit of a panel chat, asked the question, what's the one thing that you wish that you had known earlier in your business journey, or something along those lines? And I just thought it was such a fantastic question. And I actually wanted to record a podcast sharing a few of the takeaways that I have started to, really integrate into my business, and that I feel like will be really real game changers for anyone in their business journey. And I feel like I've had a few of these questions lately. So that's, you know, a practice that I really try to practice in my business, is if there's a question that I'm asked, you know, more than once, especially more than twice, I'll usually record a podcast episode on it because it's usually like a sign that, you know, it's something that a lot of people are struggling with and they want answers on. And one of those questions was like, you know, what tips do you have and how did you, you know, how did you get your business to the place that it's in right now? Like, what's your story? What are your tips? All of those sort of things. So that's what I'm going to share about today is the five lessons that I've learned on my road to creating a freedom-based, purpose-led, what I define as my version of successful business. You know, right now, things are better than they've ever been before. And, you know, there's a small part of me that feels a bit funny saying that because there's a funny part of our, I don't know, like our human makeup that can sometimes make it feel a bit strange to talk about your successes. And I really want to clear that. Like, I really want to be done with that because I believe that we need to celebrate where we're at and celebrate our successes and what's going well more than ever before, particularly because of that beautiful negativity bias that we have in our brain that, you know, is naturally wired towards focusing on all the stuff that isn't going so well in our life. I believe that it's our duty and our responsibility to try and, you know, balance that negativity bias out by, you know, consciously talking about the things that are going well, you know, consciously practicing gratitude, constantly celebrating the small wins, you know, being proud of yourself for where you are right now, right? And right now, I'm so, so blessed and happy to say that business has never been better. And, you know, financially, I'm bringing in consistent, you know, 15 to 20K months. I'm working around 15 hours a week. My clients are just absolute dream humans, and I'm getting to do the most incredible work that I could have ever thought that I could do with them, like work that just lights me up. I'm getting to, you know, speak and present to big groups and conferences and schools and like travel all over Australia. You know, I've just been interviewed for the CEO magazine, and a few other articles are coming out. My podcast is going incredibly. I'm about to start a book, which is really exciting. And it's just never felt more fun and easeful, which I just want to say from the get-go, it has not always been that way. You know, by far, there have been some, oh my gosh, massive mindset wobbles, you know, massive moments of self-doubt, lots of, you know, times when I've wondered if I should throw in the towel, or so much, you know, self-criticism, perfectionism, all the things. Like, I've been there. I've walked that walk a lot. And that's why I really wanted to record a podcast now, just to like normalize all of that, because everyone moves through it. And when you are in a good spot, bloody celebrate it. Celebrate it, because the energy of celebration is so contagious, right? Like, celebration just breeds more celebration. So anyway, without further ado, let's jump into the five lessons. So lesson one is to trust yourself. Lesson one is to trust yourself. So this is a really, really big one. This is a lesson about giving yourself permission to do the thing your way. Giving yourself permission to do business, to create your offer, to do things in the way that you think it should be done. So rather than looking around and looking at what everyone else is doing and how Joe Bloggs or Sally Jones did it, you know, put the blinkers on and just focus in on, like, what do you think would work really well? Because you copying someone else or you mirroring someone else is not going to allow your light to shine and your superpower to really come to light. Like, this is about giving yourself permission to do things your way, and also just like not asking permission from others on like, what do you think? You know, do you think this is good? Do you think this is good? And I, you know, I reckon I was in that place maybe like a couple of years ago, like asking my coach, like, what do you think? Do you think this is a good offer? And it was when I stopped asking what other people thought and I just started doing it my way. Like I stopped looking at what others were doing. I was on Instagram less and I just focused on sharing my own truth and speaking about, you know, what I really believed and what I thought worked, and focused less on the shoulds. You know, I should say this, I should do it like this, this is what, you know, the experts say or whatever, and just really followed my intuition. You know, that's when everything really shifted for me, was when I trusted myself, trusted my own intuition, and just like gave myself permission to just be me, to be my authentic self, and to allow Emma Campbell, like dorky, silly, human, imperfect, you know, fun, deep Emma, to just, you know, really be seen in my truth. Like that's what people want. People want you in your realness and your authenticity, right? So lesson one, trust yourself and be yourself. Lesson two is to look at the evidence and the data of what actually works well in your business. Like to actually look back and look at what has made an impact. Like where is your greatest amount of revenue coming from? Where have you made the greatest impact? Where have you like added the most value? And my belief is to double down on that. So when I did this exercise of actually like looking through the last 12 months of my clients, you know, which ones were the greatest revenue creators, as well as which ones did I feel like I actually like, you know, really gelled with and had a lot of fun with, as well as like had the greatest impact. I then, you know, I circled those ones and then I decided to let go of majority of the other stuff that I was trying to multitask. Like there was lots of smaller offers and, you know, little bits and pieces that I was kind of keeping going, but that weren't actually creating a lot of impact or revenue. So it wasn't really like a win-win for anyone. And I decided to let go of those pieces and to then double down on the organizational partnerships that were really, really working so that I could go deeper with fewer. And this is just what really like gels with my personality. Like I'm quite a deep individual and I like to do the really deep transformational work and really get to the heart of what's going on with people. Like I can't do surface level. I'm just not wired for that. So I had to look at like, what is my energy? What is my personality? And what gels with me? And I decided that it made more sense for me as well as for my clients for me to go deeper with fewer rather than wider with more. Financially, it was more rewarding. It was more fulfilling personally, and it has a greater success rate for clients. So it was a win-win all round. But you've got to tune in for what really works with your energetic blueprint, right? And some people love the big group stuff, like that really works for them. You've got to tune in with what works with your energy, right? Like doing your human design can help a lot with that. If you haven't done your human design blueprint, you know, do a bit of a Google on that. Lesson three, and for any of the sevens out there, you'll hate this one. Lesson three is to focus, 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 and commit. Focus, 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 and commit. I found this one really hard, but the more that I doubled down on it, the better and the easier and the more awesome that it got. So if you're a seven, like an Enneagram seven, you'll love doing all the things. You'll love having all the variety in your life and trying all the fun things. And what I found to be true is the more that I let go of all the things and instead focused in on my big pumpkin, you know, that's a Mike Michalowicz quote there, and actually focused in on creating one incredible, you know, life-changing offer and really focused and committed in on that, and like made a clear decision, like the power of decision, right? Like to decide and to commit, like there's power in that, because when you make a decision, you don't only decide to commit to the thing that you're deciding to do. When you make a decision, it's also making the decision to not do all the other things. So when you make a clear and a firm decision, there's like such power and energy behind that, because you're choosing to commit your energy and funneling it all into one particular thing. And this was a really, really big one, because I was doing too many things all at once. So I couldn't do any of them really well. And that's why I had to get clear on what my big pumpkin was. And that was about being really strategic and, you know, consciously committing to that and prioritizing that every week, and not getting distracted by all the little baby pumpkins, as juicy as they can be, but actually just continuously working on and building on the big pumpkin. And it might, the thing with this one is sometimes it can feel a little bit slower at first, like the momentum might feel slower and it might not feel as exciting, but when the pumpkin grows, it'll be like the most impressive thing around, and like everyone will come from far and wide to see your pumpkin, you know? The lesson four that I would say is to follow your energy. Follow your energy. Follow what feels like fun. Follow what feels like joy. Like play to your passions, play to your strengths. Like what this looked like for me, so the changes that I made in my business a couple of years back was, you know, I'd been doing a lot of social media, and there'd been a lot of my marketing focus had been around social media. And I think social media is so fantastic in so many ways, but it doesn't really give me energy. Like with my energetic blueprint, it doesn't bring out my joy and light me up. The things that do light me up are recording podcasts, as you know, because they're so exciting. Oh my gosh, I'm making silly jokes now. Yes, I chose to focus on the podcast because I love connecting with you guys in this way. Like I love speaking, and I know that I'm a very emotional slash energetic communicator. So for me, communicating over social media was tricky, because there's so many rules and restrictions, whereas like a podcast, I can just kind of like let my ideas flow. So I really had to tune in with like what gives me energy, what feels like fun. And that's why I doubled down on a podcast. I also chose to make a conscious decision for part of my marketing and my sales strategy for my business to be in-person networking events rather than social media. Because, you know, coming back to the data argument, like looking at the evidence and the data of what works, when I looked at my conversion metrics and where most of my clients came from, it was from in-person events. It was from me being able to talk person to person, human to human, to have like a real conversation about what was going on in their business. And that from that place, like sales and marketing just felt easy. It felt authentic. It felt real. It felt human. And for me, I need those things in order for me to continue to do business. So I made a conscious decision to let go of social media, to focus on the stuff that felt like fun and that plays to my strengths. And they were podcast and in-person networking. And so now I really look forward to those parts of my business. Like they light me up, they give me energy, and they provide really awesome results. So, you know, tune into what that might look like for you. What feels like fun for you? What gives you energy? Lesson five My lucky last lesson is the importance of doing the energy and the mindset alignment work every freaking day. Doing the energy and the mindset alignment work every single day. So for me, what I found worked really well is I didn't take action in my business until my energy and my mindset was in a good spot. Because I know for sure that while maybe I might need to sit in meditation or breath work for an extra 10 to 15 minutes in order to get to that place of, you know, my energy being in the right place or my mindset being in a good place, I know that 10 minutes pays off 10 times over. Because when I show up from that place, whether it's in a coaching session, whether it's a podcast that I'm recording, whether it's an email that I'm sending to a client, when I'm sending that email from a place of energetic and mindset alignment, the words that spill through from me are so different to what I would have sent if I hadn't have meditated. And just like the energy around what I'm sharing will be completely different. So I know the impact of spending that extra 10 to 15 minutes in getting your energy and your mindset, you know, aligned to your vision and where you need to be before taking the action is just so important. So what that personally looks like for me, and you know, this might not seem achievable for you. So just start really, really small, start where you're at. You know, for me, I will typically sit in meditation and breath work for an hour a day in the morning, but that's just because I love it. You don't need to do that much. The research shows that you need to do 15 to 20 minutes a day to actually have an impact on your brain and to change your neural pathways. So 15 to 20 minutes is more than enough. And what I would then do is usually during meditation, I would be connecting up with my vision of the future, of where I'm headed, and the identity or the future self that I am stepping into, that I am evolving into. You know, to feel what it's like being in her body, to connect with her mindset, her thoughts, her energy, her emotions. And once I'm in that energy, then I step into my workday, because then I know that every action that I take is going to be in alignment with the vision that I'm heading towards. I hope that makes sense. So they're my five tips. So I'm going to recap them really quickly. So lesson one is to trust yourself, to trust your intuition, to trust just you being you, your authentic self. Lesson two is to look at the evidence and the data of what works and double down on that. Lesson three is to focus, 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 commit and decide. Focus, 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 commit and decide. Lesson four is to follow your energy, to follow what you love, to follow what lights you up and what feels like fun. And lesson five is to prioritize the energy and the mindset alignment work every day. And these are truly, truly, truly the five things that have had the greatest impact in my business. These are the things that if I could go back to Emma, you know, 3 or 4 years ago or whatever, you know, these are the messages that I'd be sharing with her. And while I'm on it, I'm going to be opening up one business coaching spot for November. And it's going to be focused on building or helping you build a business that is unique and authentic to you. It's going to be focused on releasing all the shoulds, releasing all the rules, you know, releasing all the things that everyone tells you to do and, you know, all the strategies that are supposed to, you know, 10x your revenue or whatever. This will be about really anchoring into what is your, you know, most magnetic and awesome business for you. Like, what is your truth? And getting to get to the heart of like you speaking your truth and stepping into your authenticity and crystallizing your core message, like what you actually stand for at the heart of it. Like, what is your purpose in business? Because you know, purpose is the thing that people buy, right? People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it and what you stand for. And this will be a business coaching container that really focuses on, you know, creating a business that's aligned to your energetic blueprint. Because you can't copy other people's businesses because they have a different energetic blueprint to you, right? So this is about creating a business that's going to serve you and your energy and also create the greatest impact for your clients, because then it's a win-win all round. It's about tuning into your passions, your strengths, your unique superpowers, and actually creating a business that thrives and expands from that place. So if that kind of calls out to you at all, just give me an email at hello@emmacampbell.com.au and we can have a chat about what that looks like. There's 3-month container options and there's also in-person intensives. So super happy to chat to you about that. Sending you all the love. I hope you enjoyed my 5 lessons today and have an incredible day. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next podcast.